When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Looking a little dark out west, though. Be nice if we get a little break from this heat. It has been a really good show today. Really fun. The stream was fun. Everyone is very complimentary. We had Trish Gazelle in. We had the great George Wallace in. Now we have the legend Tony Scott. Good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, bar came down a lot, huh?
it's like that the evolution. You know, you see monkey turns into man. Just keeps getting better.
Yeah, man. Everything's good, man. Kind of been a long week because I don't know if you remember my old partner, Kevin Woodson.
I remember Kevin.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he passed away Monday from cancer and stuff. And Kevin was a special guy. When I first started working at Magic back in the day, I was on the air with Kevin in like 2 months. And I went back there to talk to my program director. And I asked him, I said, why'd you hire me? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, that's your morning guy right there. He said, he don't want to be the morning guy. He doesn't want to put the effort in to put a show together. He's a rodeo clown. He's a bullfighter. That's what he does on the side. And he'd rather do that. So he would never take a full week of vacation. He would take long weekends and go bullfighting.
Wow.
And that's what he did. And that was his passion. And so he didn't want the responsibility of a morning show. So he was fine sitting in the second chair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we developed a friendship, obviously, because we worked together every day. He moved to Dallas when Tom Joyner launched his syndicated show. He was on the original crew, and so we lost him on Monday.
That's tough. It's tough losing a contemporary. Like, I've lost both my parents and a brother, and you know when you lose family that that's going to be devastating. But when I lost Jeff Burton from The Point, that's tough.
That's tough. How many years has that been? That's been...
What's that been? Three years since we lost Jeff Burton?
Two or three,
something like that.
Yeah. A little longer.
Yeah.
21.
That's tough.
It just seems like the world's not the same when they're not around.
Right.
You know
it's a cliche when people say, like, the light went out of the world, but to a degree it does.
It does. And depending on how close you were, some things you really never get over. You just learn to cope.
Yes. That's very true.
It's kind of like a lot of people, when I lost my dad, it's like, you never get over that. You just learn to cope. And I have great memories of him that helps me. And, and everybody does it different.
Yeah.
Some people say, you need to get over that. Well, you know what? You're not me.
Yeah.
So have
that's
a seat.
Right.
Have a seat. Have several seats.
Yeah. I agree. I think for me, like losing my mom just about a year ago now, mm-hmm. it comes in waves. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's when a wave catches me off guard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I found her cell phone in my drawer. And it's like, damn.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. My sister, after my father passed, if an ambulance went down the street, she'd break down. I was it took her a while. Takes a while. Everybody's different, so it's one of those things. And my mom, who has incredible strength, has been so strong through the whole thing. In fact, on the 21st, she's having knee replacement surgery, and she's 85.
Damn.
She's already had her shoulder replaced last year. Huh. So I said, you're going to be the bionic woman in another.
No kidding.
You know, but she's got a high, when she had her shoulder done, she didn't take any pain med. She has a very high threshold for pain. And, but she handled, when my father passed, she told him, in his ear in Spanish, she told him that it's okay to go if you want to, it's okay. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know? And he just nodded his head and then he was gone 3 days later.
So, yeah. Yeah, I do that hospice work now, and that's a big part of it.
You know what? I've heard you talk about the hospice work, and first of all, kudos to you. That's not an easy thing to do. No, even if you don't know the person,
yeah.
Just knowing that person is basically on the clock.
Yeah.
And for you to do something like that, giving your time and your energy to that is commendable, because that takes a strong person. I don't know if I could do that. I think 20 years ago I could do it. But now, at my age now, I get emotional watching stuff on TV.
You
now,
bet.
And I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't know if I could do it. First of all, it's been the best thing I've done maybe in my life. But I didn't know if I could do it either. And the first gentleman, Ray, never forget him, who I sat with as he was passing, I might have to just leave Ray. Someone's going to have to relieve me. I don't know if I can do this. Mm-hmm. But I just found a gear. You just find a gear.
Yeah.
You know,
humans are resilient as heck, man.
Yeah,
that's kudos to you, man, because it takes a special person to do that, man. And I know, you know, you think you're crazy, but we're all crazy. You know, some of us are on meds, some of us are not. Some of us are on too many meds, some of us are not on enough meds. But you
well
know what?
Said.
But you find the strength to do that is a whole, that's next level stuff.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
What was your mom like growing up?
I was a third child. That was the last one.
Me too.
And when she had me, she was 19.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
wow.
So the doctor once told my mother, you're going to grow up with your children.
Wow.
You know? So my mother, you know, back then you got married very young.
Yeah.
She got married at 15 and had a child, and then she had my other sister. And so one's born in 56, one's born in 58, and I was born in 60. So it's just one of, you know, and she was cool. She was good. She loved my father. That was the only boyfriend she ever had.
Wow.
Was my father.
Yeah.
Right?
My mom too.
Yeah. And she looked out for him. She protected him. When he got older and had some health issues, she looked out for him. But she wasn't, did your mom ever fear your dad?
If she did, she didn't show it.
Yeah. I don't think my mother ever feared my father. And I grew up with that. So I don't think any spouse should fear the other one.
Agreed.
And if you do, you're in the wrong marriage, because that's not what that's about. It's not about intimidation and, you know, but she wouldn't back down when she had to make her point. You know, but it was interesting though, because I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. I'm Mexican. And my parents both speak Spanish. Me and my sisters do not. So when they wanted to have a private conversation, they would just switch gears and leave us out there.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I didn't want my girls to be like me. So my younger two girls. So I made them take Spanish starting in seventh grade. Olivia is the one who I told you who's a dancer. She is she minored in Spanish at Webster. And, but I didn't want them, you know, don't be like me when you know, because.
Why, I wonder why they didn't bring you up bilingual.
I don't know. I asked my mother, and she said, I don't know. She says it wasn't seen as an asset back then.
Yeah.
She said,
you want to be Americans.
You need to assimilate, I think, is what that was. And it was wrong. And she regrets it. And she says, why don't you learn? I said, I don't have the discipline now to learn anything. You know? So I don't.
Well,
I mean,
this is a big question for a Friday afternoon, but being of Mexican heritage, what is all this hit you with all of the rounding people up on horseback and things like that? That's got to hurt.
It does. Now, full disclosure, I don't know if I even have any folks in Mexico. I'm sure if you went back far enough, I do.
Yeah.
But I was born in Texas, and Texas was Mexico a long time ago. So it bothers me what they're doing, because it's inhumane. It bothers me that the way they're doing it, and it's like a secret Gestapo like thing, which is really bothersome. It doesn't bother me that folks are in this country who are not supposed to be here. If they're following the law like the rest of us, if you're not following the law, then you need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
But to pick on people, and see, I look at people on social media, Latins and others who are upset because they voted for him because they thought that he wasn't going to mess with them because they weren't lawbreakers. But in his eyes, you're a lawbreaker if you're here illegally. So yeah, he's coming for you, and he did. You know, so it's kind of like one of those things, and it makes me sad. To be honest, I look around now. I look over my shoulder because you don't know, right? They don't know who I am. They don't know anything about me. So they could just pull me over one day and go, let's see some ID, you know? So it can happen, you know?
That bothers me, too. Like, I'm as white as white gets. No one's going to hassle me. But when your only thing that you're queuing on is a person's appearance.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you get pulled over and you're here undocumented, you're going to have to deal with the system. Yeah. That's what you got coming. Mm-hmm. But when you're just driving down the road and you see a Home Depot and you're like, there's a bunch of dark people, let's go roust them out.
Yep.
That's not America.
No, it's not. And why are you only doing black and brown people? Why is that? What is going on with that, right? I mean, there are folks here who look more like you than me who are not here legally also. Why aren't you pulling them over?
Yeah.
Right? I think we all know the reason why, right? Mm-hmm. It's something, you know, you tell folks who voted for him who now say, you know, this is happening. Well, you voted for him.
Did your mom grow up in Mexico?
No. My mother grew up in Galveston, where Corpus Christi in Galveston. So to be honest, I don't know if my mother's ever been to Mexico. You know?
Yeah.
You know, but my father grew up in the Rio Grande Valley, Harlingen, but he jumped a train when he was 15 and got out of there. He was his mother had died and his father was a horrible man. So he got on a train at 15, 16 and figured he didn't know where it was going, but it had to be better than the life he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and made a life for himself. And eventually that brought him to Galveston where he met my mom and you know, they got together and which was today would be really frowned upon because she was 15. He was 30 when they got married, right? He'd be R. Kelly right now, right? So you know, but now, you know, but then that was kind of like a common thing, you know, at least in my culture. And so it was, and they were married 55 years before he passed away in 2010. He would have been 100 this past June for his birthday. So, but yeah, and I wore, my mom gave me his wedding ring. And I wore it for the whole month of June because he was turning 100 and stuff. That's, I don't know, some little thing that I did. But it, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think in life you have to find your own little ways to celebrate wins and to celebrate what you want to celebrate. You know, I always told my girls, we celebrate everything that's good, school grades, all that, because these things are hard to get. It's like when you buy a car, hey, let's take it on the road to celebrate, right? You do that. Because it was hard to get the car, hard to pay these notes. Same thing with a house. Same thing when your child's going off to college. These kinds of things you celebrate because they were hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I learned that from my mother. My mother told me and my sisters, there's nothing here in Galveston for you. When you get out of high school, you guys need to find a life somewhere else. I cannot imagine telling my children that.
Mm-hmm.
But she says there's nothing here for you. If you stay here, you're going to have to work two jobs to survive because there's nothing here.
So our friend Andrew turns 35 tomorrow, and he feels like it's all over. Got any advice for him?
It is over.
Dave Murray said the same thing.
No,
Dave Murray said it's all downhill.
You know what? I would just tell you to have fun and trust your gut and enjoy life, man. Just enjoy life. You know right from wrong. And so there's no need to tell you that because you already know that. But just enjoy. I've learned since I'm considerably older than you that in life you have to find your peace. And I wasn't looking for peace when I was 35. I was too busy trying to build something, right? I should have looked for peace because it cost me a lot, right? They say now that, you know, the reason why your hair turns white is because of stress. I read that a couple of weeks ago. Well, obviously, I've been stressed the hell out, right? Mm-hmm. So, by nature, and I say that in a general way, I'm a born warrior. Not a warrior like a soldier, but a worrier like in worrying. Yes. I worry about everything. Yes. When my girls are going somewhere out in L.A. and stuff, I worry about them getting back safe and stuff. I just worry. I worry about my wife's going to get home safe and am I going to get home safe because, you know, we're downtown.
brother, when Phoebe's driving home from Kansas,
yeah,
I'm inconsolable.
Yeah. Do you have her on your Find My Friends?
No, Maureen does.
Yeah.
So she can track, you know, if there's any trouble or things like that.
I have my girls on my Find My Friends. And I think one of them one time was like, you know what? I think I'm old enough. You old enough to pay your phone bill?
That's nice.
You know, but they track us. They're like, you guys are out on date night again?
That's awesome. That is a legend, Tony Scott. You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Back, guys, DGS on camp.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
OX 423. Razor's Edge.
Yeah, have you guys seen on TikTok or Instagram, any of these places, the Subway Takes guy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I just read this for the first time, but I don't know what it is.
So basically, it's a little talk show that they film on the subway. I'm assuming it's in New York City. And the guy will just be talking to someone and they're giving their hot take. It really doesn't matter what the take is about. It could be about relationships. It could be about taking the subway. It could be about work. Whatever. It's a fun little viral moment that pops off every once in a while. Well, during the 2024 presidential campaign, Kamala Harris appeared on the Subway Takes show.
Okay.
They had set it up with her team that she was going to come be on the show, and they had been in discussions like, well, what's her hot take going to be? And originally, the hot take was going to be, Kamala doesn't think that you should have to take off your shoes to go through airplane security, which is ironic because the TSA just came out and said, we're not doing that anymore. I guess her camp got a little scared that that would be too controversial or something, or maybe anticipating, well, what if someone brings a bomb onto the plane and they didn't take off their shoes? That's a risk. So at the last moment, Kamala changed her hot take to... bacon is a spice. Bacon used in cooking is a spice.
So, like, on the way to the thing, they had a panic and tried to come up with it, and this is a very poor idea they came up with.
So, she's talking to the Subway Takes guy. She gives her hot take, and he's like, yeah, you know what?
It's not the hottest of takes.
I'm Muslim. I've never had bacon. Like, this is not going to be, like, a fun thing to riff about. Maybe we could just go back to the original hot take. She wouldn't do it. She wanted to stick with bacon as a spice. Look, I have not seen this footage. Apparently, it was so bad, they just entirely scrapped the interview.
Wow.
So they just didn't air it. So this is like a relatively small create. I mean, they're a big deal in that people know who they are, but it's not like the Tonight Show or something, right? They had the vice president trying to become the president on their show, and they said it was just too weird. We couldn't air it. And I thought that was so interesting because during the campaign, everyone was criticizing Kamala for not doing Joe Rogan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she could have done 2 hours with Joe Rogan if you can't do 5 minutes with the Subway hot take guy.
Yeah.
It's just a very enlightening story that has come out in the past couple of days.
That's really interesting. I wonder if it's going to see the light of day now that it's kind of gone viral.
I don't know.
I'd love to hear it.
I think it's going to be painful. Yeah, it is. But yeah, it's just one of those things where you just can't teach someone to. She just always had that thing where it's like she just feels uncomfortable. The laugh is uncomfortable. Yes. She doesn't seem like she's like vibing with people.
Yes.
And it's just awkward. And that doesn't make her a bad person. That doesn't make her a bad politician.
Some people aren't personable.
It's just that X factor that you kind of need in order for people to like you. Yeah. I think that was just lacking in a lot of ways.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.